Hey, my name is Chris Johnson. You know what I was doing a year ago at this time? Almost exactly a fucking year ago, right now, today, at this time. You know what I was fucking doing? I was driving to Troy with somebody who was almost a complete stranger. Almost. It was a date. I don't go on many dates. I'm out of the fucking game right now. So this was a girl I knew, but I didn't know very well. She was an intern at the radio station way back in the fucking day when I was involved with my then wife. And I ran into her at like the fucking office store. And then like a ways down the fucking line after that, I got like a fucking message and I looked at my phone and it was like, we should grab a coffee or a beer and catch up on life. And I looked at it and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I read the message like 10 fucking times and I was like, wait a minute. That's a fucking ask out message. Took me a while to get that. I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at. You know what I mean? How adorable is that? How adorable am I? Chris, you're adorable. Like, she's attractive? You know, that's step one. People don't like to admit that. People don't like to admit that attraction has a lot to do with why you go out with somebody. Why can't you admit that? The fuck is wrong with admitting that? Who the fuck, honest to God, is like, you know what? I go out with ugly dudes. People don't do that. You're with somebody, attraction is like fucking number one. You gotta like them too. If I'm a fucking cunt, I'm not gonna be very attractive. But there's gotta be some kind of fucking looks there. So the looks were there is what I'm saying. So I was interested and she was really nice, you know? The type of person that's usually not with some fucking scumbag like me. So I was intrigued and I accepted it. And the first time we went out, she's like, hey, there's this fucking speaker from this podcast that's in Troy, New York. Do you want to come? And this is a fucking dangerous solicitation because what if it sucks? What if we have a fucking terrible time? What if we don't fucking get along? I'm stuck in a car with somebody for 12 hours. But at the same time, that could also be hilarious. You know what I mean? And I'd have a fucking story for life. I didn't do it for a story. I was legitimately interested. So I fucking did it. So I fucking drove to Troy with an essential fucking stranger. Dating's weird. Like, I didn't want to call it a date for the longest fucking time. I didn't tell anybody about it. Like, a couple people knew, but I didn't fucking tell anybody about it. There were some things, like, early on where I thought, what the fuck? And, like, some weird shit went down. Like, she got gas, and I brought some hand sanitizer because I'm a fucking germaphobe. Motherfucker, you're touching them goddamn gas tanks. Like, we gotta wash my fucking hands. And you know what she did? She didn't take the sanitizer. She said they caused diseases. And then she licked her fucking hands right in front of me. She licked her fucking hands after getting gas. What are you doing? I'm like looking at her like, how many hours are left in this trip? 9? I think my favorite part of the day was I called her babe once. I didn't fucking mean it. I used to call my wife babe all the fucking time. When you're in a relationship, you just fucking say shit like that and you get used to saying shit like that. Well, it's the first fucking time I'm out with somebody since the fucking divorce. And like, I started feeling good because I really enjoyed being around her. So like, you kind of start slipping back into old habits. And I felt it like in my head and in my mind, like, dude, you gotta fucking settle down here. Like, you're going out with somebody for the first time just because you fucking feel good because you've been a goddamn mess for so goddamn long. You can't be fucking slipping and saying shit that you used to say to your ex-wife. Can't do it. Please don't do it. So I caught myself a couple times. But then I just fucking said it one time. I said, like, light's green, babe. And then she didn't address it. And I thought, she's either ignoring it, which I fucking love, or she didn't hear it, which would be even better. She fucking heard it, though. She heard it and she fucking ignored it. She told me later that she fucking heard it. Nice job, me. Way to make a great first impression, you fucking creep. I remember, like, we're eating. She took a bite of my sandwich, and I was thinking to myself, is that okay? I'm really weird with, like, sharing stuff with people, like sandwiches. Somebody takes a bite of a fucking sandwich and then says, hey, you want a bite of this fucking sandwich? I'm not taking a bite of the sandwich where they took a bite of the sandwich, is all I'm saying. And, like, she licked her fucking hands after getting gas earlier. She's taking a bite of your fucking sandwich? Oh. And she's like taking meat, like, off her fucking sandwich and, like, putting it on my plate. Like, I'm a fucking 2-year-old or some shit. But in all honesty, like, it was, like, the best day I've ever had. Which is kind of sad and pathetic to say, is it not? Somebody that's not talking to you anymore, that you went out with a year ago at this point. But, like, it's fucking true. Like, the day was fucking awesome. And we dated for a couple months after that. And that ended because it didn't end for any, like, salacious reason, like my marriage. It ended because I wanted to get more serious and she fucking didn't. You know, what do you do? What do you do there? Well, if you're me, you weep like a bitch. But not in front of her. Because you gotta be tough. You can do that later on. You can do that after she walks out the fucking door, you know? I didn't take it very well. Oh, boy. It takes me a long time to get over shit, I've realized. I thought we had a good thing going, you know? You're licking your hands and eating my sandwiches. And I'm a fucking charmer. I can't even fucking say that with a straight face. I update on Sundays and Wednesdays. Every episode's on Podbean. You can catch the podcast there. I recently redesigned the site, too. What do you think of that shit? I'm also on Apple Pods, iTunes, however they're going to brand that shit. I'm there. I'm on Google Play, too, and some other places. It's on YouTube now, but there's no video. Sorry, fellas. I can't spoil you. And I'm on Twitter as well. Johnson hates you.